Victorian police and crash investigators have begun sifting through the wreckage of a train that derailed in Melbourne's north last night, killing two people. The Sydney to Melbourne XPT was carrying 153 passengers when it derailed at Wallen. Shortly before 8pm, the train driver and another person identified as a railway worker were both killed on impact. ABC's Stephanie Ferrier is near the site of the crash this morning. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Morning, Hamish.
Do we know how this happened?
We don't yet know exactly how this train derailed. As you mentioned, there were two people who were killed in this really tragic accident. They were a driver of the train. Apparently, police say that his next of kin have been notified, but they're still to tell other friends and relatives. There was also a railway worker, who was also killed. Now, he's yet to be identified, and his next of kin are yet to be notified as well. And we have also heard that there is one person with upper body injuries who was taken to the Royal Melbourne Hospital, with another 11 passengers who were taken to hospital with minor injuries. Now, it all happened, as you mentioned, when that XPT train was coming in from Sydney to Melbourne, just outside of Wallen, which is about 45 k's north of Melbourne CBD. And it had apparently been delayed for a couple of hours. So there were some questions as to whether or not the train had been trying to make up time before this derailment happened. The police said that they still could not comment on that or confirm that that might have been the case. There was another suggestion that the driver was saying something on the PA when the derailment happened. And there was also a question posed as to whether or not there had been a fire in a signalling box nearby and whether or not signalling issues might have been behind this derailment. But to all of those questions at the police news conference, the police said that they just weren't in a position at this stage to determine exactly how this crash happened. They did say that it was obviously quite a horrific scene, and that it was really quite a miracle that there weren't more people killed and injured than what there were. The police officer on the scene described, the emergency response as quite outstanding for a rural area. And obviously a lot of passengers in the panic and rush after being thrown around the carriage and all of their belongings being thrown around with this derailment got themselves out and went pretty quickly to a local service station. So they're still trying to actually find up to about 20 passengers that they believe might have just disappeared quickly on them.
And do we know much, Steph, about this stretch of track? I mean, has there been reporting about problems with it? Is it known for being a difficult stretch or dangerous even?
Well, I'm not sure about the dangerous aspect of it, but there have been concerns about, often delays and difficulties. In fact, prior to this, there were a couple of postings from V-Line saying that there were major disruptions on other services. Just some of the passengers that were tweeting at the time were saying, expressing before, obviously, this derailment happened, were expressing their frustration at the fact that, there were some delays and problems on there. Now, there was apparently long delays during some fault issues that were near Wallen, including an ongoing rail equipment fault and track fault. So obviously there have been some issues in terms of disruptions along this line. But whether or not that caused this derailment, whether or not that was a key factor, obviously is something that the rail safety regulator will be investigating. Obviously the National Transport Safety Bureau investigators are expected to come down today as well and continue looking at all of these details with the police. Now, they did say that they were going to obviously be preparing a report for the coroner, but the police's first priority was just to make sure that they contained this crime scene and also looked after those people that were deceased and gave them the respect that they were due, particularly for friends and family that police said would be, having to deal with this horrific news as a result of this really awful accident.
Stephanie Ferrier, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That's the ABC's Stephanie Ferrier reporting there.